I walked toward her. Did it happen to have anything written on the doors? Yeah, mountain painting or something. I arrived at the fence. Alpine painters? She snapped a finger. That's it. Two men? Three. As I started back, I called over my shoulder. Do me a favor and call up the Rosebud County Sheriff's Department and tell them we need them here right now. Hustling around the corner, I approached the back stoop and could see the storm door hanging open, the inner door ajar. I unstrapped my coat as I stepped inside and attempted to push the door farther open, but something was blocking it. Squeezing in, I could see it was Coach Felton in a nightgown and robe, lying on the floor, curled into a fetal position, blood pooling on the linoleum. I yelled out to Henry and then carefully checked her pulse and then her neck to make sure she could be moved. Most of the blood came from a wound at her hairline, but there were multiple contusions, scrapes, and bruises. Somebody, and I had a pretty good idea who, had roughed her up. The bear appeared in the door. Is she all right? I think so, but she's been beaten up pretty badly. I lifted her and carried her to the front of the house and rested her on the sofa. We're going to need an ambulance. There is the health center here in Ashland. Otherwise, she will have to go to St. Vincent, and that is an hour away in Billings. The bleeding has slowed, but she needs to be x-rayed for any concussion.
No hospital. I'm fine.
The coach started to raise her head, but then stopped and lowered it again. You're not fine. Now just lie still. What happened? She tried to touch her head, but I caught her hand, pulling it away as she saw the blood on her fingers.
Am I bleeding on my sofa?
Glancing up at the Jaya Nation, I held on to the hand.
Could you please go get a towel? She called after him. Not one of the nice ones.
Taking her other hand, I fought to keep her attention. Would you please answer my question?
What?
What happened? She took a deep breath and looked away.
I guess I was attacked.
By whom?
I don't know.
You know a guy by the name of Pete Schiller?
No. Should I?
Henry approached with the towel, and she gestured him away.
That's one of the nice ones.
The bear started to turn when I snatched the thing from him and placed it under her head. He's the one mixed up with Jaya's father, Lane, and he and some of his buddies stopped me on the road last night at gunpoint.
What does that have to do with me?
The woman next door says she saw the Schiller guy's truck in your driveway early this morning.
She's crazy.
Maybe, but she described Schiller's truck to a T. That doesn't necessarily mean it was him that hit me. I studied her. Do you know him?
No.
I waited just a few seconds before asking, you're sure?
Yes.
Then what happened? I went into the kitchen to make coffee this morning, and I must have fallen down. Then you must have gotten up again and fell down about 7 times. I glanced up at Henry and then back to her. Coach, I don't know much, but I know a trouncing when I see one. You've been savagely beaten, and I know of an individual who is capable of such things, but you say you don't know him. All right, I don't buy it, but in the condition you're in, I'm not going to press you. I've got an eyewitness who places his truck outside your house early this morning, and that's good enough for me to put a warrant out for his arrest with or without you pressing charges.
What makes you think he did it?
I listened as a siren approached. He has a pattern of violence. 2 cruisers pulled up outside as the bear walked to the window and parted the curtain. Let's pretend for a moment that that's the case, and maybe you don't know him. But he knows you, I can guarantee it. Supposedly he and his buddies were hired by Lane to protect his daughter, and he's been very aware of where Jaya is, which means he knows who you are. I'm just trying to figure out why he would have done this to you, and without your cooperation, the chances of that are inordinately slim. Her eyes dropped.
I don't have anything to say.
Well, you're going to the hospital. Henry opened the door and stepped out to greet the constabulary and medical personnel. My guess is you've got a concussion, and that means you get it looked at and get x-rayed, which means Billings. I'm not you are. And there's not going to be any more argument. I stood as the technicians entered with a gurney. You can lie to me all you want, but I'm going to find out what the story is here, and you're going to the hospital.